All right, settle in. Welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of being a man in this crazy world. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to keep it honest, insightful, and hopefully, just a little bit hilarious along the way. Today, we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, emotional labor. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells, trying to decipher everyone else's feelings? Like you're the resident therapist, even when you haven't touched your own emotions today? Yeah, that's emotional labor, and it can take a serious toll if we're not mindful. Let's break it down. Think about it like this. You're at work, maybe dealing with a stressed-out colleague who needs venting. You put on your best listener hat, offer words of comfort, even though you're drowning in your own to-do list. That's emotional labor, the mental and emotional effort we put into managing our own feelings and understanding and responding to the emotions of others. Now, don't get me wrong, empathy and compassion are amazing qualities. But when it becomes a constant grind, we can end up depleted, stressed, and even resentful. We start prioritizing everyone else's needs over our own, leading to burnout and emotional exhaustion. Sound familiar? So, how do we avoid becoming walking emotional sponges? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the world of emotional labor. 1. Recognize it. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those moments when you're putting extra energy into understanding or managing someone else's emotions. Ask yourself, am I taking on more than I can handle? ". 2. Set boundaries. This doesn't mean becoming a cold-hearted robot, but it does mean learning to say no sometimes. It's okay to politely decline requests if you're feeling overwhelmed. You can even suggest alternative solutions, like connecting them with someone who might be better equipped to help. 3. Prioritize self-care. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. Make time for activities that recharge your batteries, exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, whatever makes you feel good. When you're feeling balanced and grounded, you'll have more emotional energy to give to others. 4. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to express your needs and limitations. Let people know when you're feeling overwhelmed or need some space. Healthy communication builds trust and prevents resentment from building up. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to check in with yourself. Notice your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations without judgment. This helps you become more aware of your own emotional state, making it easier to manage stress and respond thoughtfully to others. Now, picture this. You're at a work event, surrounded by people chattering away. One colleague starts venting about their personal problems, pulling you into a one-sided conversation. Your mind is racing, trying to offer solutions while juggling your own tasks. Sounds familiar? That's emotional labor in action. But with our 5 takeaways, you can navigate this situation differently. First, acknowledge that you're feeling the pull. Then, gently set a boundary. You could say something like, "Hey, I understand this is tough for you, but I'm actually swamped right now. Perhaps we can catch up later when I have more time to listen fully?" Offer an alternative solution, showing empathy while prioritizing your own needs. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. By understanding emotional labor and implementing these strategies, you become a master of your own emotional landscape, calm, confident, and ready to face the world with a healthy dose of mindful masculinity. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and make some positive changes. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. And as always, keep those emotions flowing, but remember, they don't have to control you. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.